This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're not afraid to remind people when we've had something correct.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right?
I learned it from watching you, Lawrence.
I learned it by watching you.
Afternoons on the Score.
On third down and long for Ewers, still looking for his first completion. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears that have it. Power Eccles ends up with it. And it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from Ewers again.
Austin Booker with a great game, a sublime one for the Bears on Sunday. Quick side note, why doesn't anyone talk about Quinn Ewers the same way that they talk about Shedeur Sanders? Put a pin in that. We can talk about it later.
Quinn Ewers have a good preseason game?
No. I meant like coming into the draft. Like if you look at their numbers, they're pretty much the same guy. Hmm. And yet no one was crying for Quinn Ewers. A lot of people were crying for Shedeur Sanders. That's all.
Shedeur had himself a nice night.
He did. He looked really good. I hope that he gets that job. I don't see how he can't. Honestly, like looking at the collection of bums
they got five.
They've got over there.
They got five on it. They put five on it.
By the way, I saw a video last week. I think I was telling Alex about this. Joe Flacco, Aditi Kinkabwala, was doing a piece on him for 60 Minutes. And she's talking to his kids. And they're like, she's like, you know, has your dad ever impressed you? And they're like, nah, he stinks. He's a backup. Like, she's like, wait a minute, like your dad was a Super Bowl MVP, and they're like 10-11. They're like, yeah, we weren't around for that.
Oh man.
All we see is this dude as a backup quarterback.
That's brutal.
And I mean they were relentless.
They were. But you know, that's fascinating because I wonder, I've told you this, right? Like I remember hearing a Joe Flacco interview at the time. I think he had three kids, and he was asked if he ever changed a diaper, and the answer was no, not one. Not a single diaper.
Okay, so maybe that's why.
Yeah,
he never bonded with his children.
That's what I'm saying. Because I've told anybody, if you have a kid out there, and I mean, not after a certain age, but up to the age that they still are using diapers, you should change their diapers as many as you can. Bond with them. There's a thing that gets created when you're actually the person taking care of them. All right. When they reach a certain age, stop changing their diapers.
I'm just reading this headline. Joe Flacco's son says Browns quarterback must, quote, win another Super Bowl to not stink anymore.
Oh, man, that ain't right.
Quote, he stinks.
That ain't right.
Could you imagine Ruben saying that about your singing career?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
all right.
Yes, well, I could.
Sorry, did not mean to open up that wound. That is not good.
No, it's all good. There's a couple positions we wanted to touch on here.
Yeah, and Austin Booker. Let's get back to Austin Booker because he brought us into this segment. Our guy, Big Ann Heron, on the Fox broadcast last night, talked about what he was able to accomplish and how Austin Booker looks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Last season was supposed to be sort of a redshirt developmental year for Austin Booker. He actually got a lot more playing time during the season than we anticipated last year. And we've seen other pass rushers come through this town in recent seasons where we haven't necessarily seen that development. Now, in this first preseason game today, there are some signs of that development. Do me a favor, partner. Just take like one step forward. I want to just quickly display for folks where, you can face the camera. You can even look at us in the monitor. Okay. Where Austin Booker has grown a lot of times as a long pass rusher, like if he were rushing on most offensive linemen, you might see Austin Booker's head over them. But the issue is he would always rush down the middle. Now you saw today examples of him attacking the outside half, outside third of blockers with more pad level. So when you get a flat back, you can really enhance your ability to use leverage into a blocker, and he got rid of. He was talking about the long arm he used where the offensive tackle fell down on the ground. So he gets into the guy with leverage into his sternum and then quickly falls off into that gap. That's where he's getting rid of those blockers. He's able to now elude blockers in a way that's a lot more deceptive, a lot more elusive, and it takes advantage of his actual frame because he's not a hulking pass rusher. He's not going to overpower everyone he rushes against. But because he's got long arms and he can rush with leverage, that's where you can utilize your levers and your limbs to take advantage of the movement skills that he possesses. But some guys develop that as pass rushers. Some guys really never get to that stage where they do it consistently. It's only a preseason game. It's the first one. But we saw a lot of positive signs of the development that seems to be happening with Booker.
Well, that would be cool. That would be cool if that happens. Good stuff from Big Ant. What's interesting is that he doesn't really fit the profile for the defensive coordinator he now plays for at defensive end. Like, if you can rush the passer, they will find a way to use you, of course. But it's like he fits a bit more in the Eberflus mold than he does in the Dennis Allen mold.
But the thing about him, though, is that he's still young enough and raw enough that I think that him playing for Dennis Allen is actually going to be, hopefully, is going to be something that grows his career.
I hope that that is the case. But I know that for Dennis Allen, he's light. And Dennis Allen was talking about Booker and praising how he has been in camp, but said this, quote, when he plays with fundamentals and technique right, then he's able to set edges, which is critical for us in terms of what we do defensively. Like, for Dennis Allen, man, you got to be able to set the edge. That's why he likes like guys who are built like Dio, frankly, a little bit more, who have a bigger base and can set the edge and then can also rush. Booker's longer and leaner and faster.
It's young Max Crosby.
just ask him and Jim Miller. And apparently on draft night, that was a thing. Right, people were talking about that. So
be careful.
I know, yeah. You got to be real careful of that. So, look, I'm hopeful. It's just interesting how it doesn't quite necessarily fit what Dennis Allen fits. But number three pass rusher is up for grabs, man. It's like him and Dominique Robinson.
Yeah, who only seems to be talked about this time of year. And then it's like, oh, yeah, he's still on the team.
So left tackle's a big, big deal, man. You've been thinking that they want Ozzie Trapillo to win that job. Braxton Jones got a lot of run in that game yesterday.
He did. Why don't we hear Declan Doyle talk a little bit about this and where the left tackle position is and who's competing and why?
I think that, I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. That there's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle. I'm really excited to see Buffalo come in here and our guys get work against their edge players. You know, last week with Miami, they got some guys that are really impressive. And so all of that tape is really valuable.
How did you evaluate how Braxton and Ozzie did?
I would say that both of them, there's a lot of room for improvement in both cases. You know, I think that Dan addressed that with them in their meeting. Really, it's about, you know, who's willing to make improvement on, you know, that performance and keep accelerating to see who's going to be the guy, you know, there week one.
It's Dan Rauschard, the offensive line coach, that he's referencing. I like Declan saying that battle is still wide open. This coaching staff likes having very open and obvious battles, letting guys fight it out.
It was interesting, though, because at the beginning, he was like, yeah, they're starting to separate themselves.
From each other.
Like, I feel like he caught himself.
You think so? Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe. I might be reading too much into it, and that's okay. Well, why don't we hear what one of the quarterbacks thinks?
Yeah, because Case Keenum is, you know, was kind of pleasantly surprised to have somebody as good as Ozzie Trapillo at his left tackle when he was playing yesterday.
Yeah, I honestly, like, looking up, I think I played into the fourth quarter, but, you know, seeing those guys that I was out there with, I was like, okay, I feel better now. You know, like, I mean, sometimes end of preseason games, there's guys that have been hurt or pulled or you know, and there's guys playing different positions. But having Ozzie, I literally looked at him as like left side, and it gave me a good sense. So that's a good feeling as a quarterback, you know, when you have your left tackle that you feel really good about.
So, yeah, people are impressed with Ozzie, Case Keenum among them.
I think that they would love it if he won the job. And figuring this thing out through the practices, they got the Bills this week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun. If it ends up being Braxton Jones, I don't think anyone should be mad. I just think that I look at it this way. He inherited Braxton Jones. He clearly wanted Ozzie Trapillo. If we're in the space of this is Ben's team,
yeah,
and he's in control,
sure, and they both have the BC connections.
They do. They've got the BC connections, but the fact that he's like, oh, you know what, we should just go get that big old tackle that they got over there, and I don't care that he hasn't played left tackle that much.
So listen, my guy Kyle Manungai, had the 24-yard run on the first play of the third drive, ran hard again on the second play of that drive. That guy is built so strong and short. That low center of gravity
didn't help him pass, bro.
It did not. He's got to get better at that those first two times. But he was also there on the return team on the opening kickoff. Him and Duvernay, and so Manungai on the return team. He's not getting cut. You're going to owe me a delicious steak dinner.
Well, I mean, I win either way.
It's true.
Get to hang out with my partner and have a good steak.
Oh, you see that? Here's my one issue with Manungai. Typing his name on the Evernote app or on a document.
What does it turn into? Mongol?
It doesn't recognize it. How many times do I have to type a new name like that for...
Do you capitalize always?
Yes. As I'm typing a name,
that's
I do.
That's interesting that it hasn't picked it up yet.
Yeah, you think it should pick it up by now? I'll see next game. But as I'm taking notes and I'm using the app, I keep typing Manungai and it's like... It's questioning me. It doesn't trust me. And I need autocorrect to get on board with this.
Do you need to maybe in your OneNote, right?
Evernote.
Do you need to take a story about Kyle Manungai
and put it in there?
And then see if it's like, oh, this is the thing that he keeps trying to smell out. Oh, we got it now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I just can't imagine how much Wani's struggling with it.
You know, he's having a rough time.
He's having a rough go.
But that's his guy, because that's his guy.
Yes.
Who used to coach him in college.
Right. And he loves running backs.
He loves Shianu.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what's happening. He's like typing it into his phone, and the G keeps going before the N.
Right.
And he's getting confused.
Magungai.
By the way, that clip of Big Ant Heron, I was watching that live. He did to Lou what Coach would do to me. It was like, hey, come here, you're going to be a tackling dummy. Come here, you're going to do this. And it was a really good demonstration by Big Ant, because he's obviously like a giant man. He's a lot bigger than Lou. And he was saying how if Austin Booker could do a better job of disguising himself, he could disappear a little bit behind guys and then be able to poof, like reappear.
Because you're living in a world of illusion. Thank you, Mr. Henning.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.